Would you describe that?
Well, now, I think, I don't think I ever had a, what you call a, one of those reed things, but mine was more of a practical baby buggy, just a regular baby buggy, I can't describe it.
With
a little cap that goes over it. If the sun was in its face, we could turn it over that way. I'd turn it over this way.
Oh, I see.
With a little pillow and the blankets, of course. And we'd dress them up and take them down to the store.
And would you refer to this as rolling the...
Well, we'd roll the buggies, you see. They were on wheels.
You would say, I think I'll roll the baby down?
Oh, yeah, you'd say. I don't know whether we'd say roll the baby.
Some people, I think, say roll and some say push. I'm not sure.
I don't know what that's saying, but any either one of them.
What would you say today, do you think? What would ladies, Chris,
say today?
They don't really...
They just don't take. They just don't push them.
That's right.
No, they get them in the car. They have those little car. They have those little car things, you see.
Yes. I don't know what they call those.
No, I don't either. It's my children had already grown up, and my children had them for their grandchildren. But I don't know just what you call them.
You mean buggy?
They had the little things to go in the car. No, not a buggy. No, I don't think. They had what they call little strollers, but that wasn't like our... We used to have fancy,
that's what they,
yeah.
That's what they call it. Yes, I remember seeing those wicker baby buggies with a...
hood.
And I'd like to also ask you some things about church. When you became when two people say might become members of a church, you would say they what?
Join the church.
Join. Mm-hmm. And would you describe the church service when you were a girl?
Converted? Well, when I was converted, I told you I was reared a Baptist. Really, I think I was scared into being converted. We had a revival here, and I was 14. And the man was preaching a hell and damnation sermon. You've heard of them. And I was scared to death anyway, the way he was preaching. Right in the middle of it, the lights went out. I was really under conviction anyway. I really wanted to be a Christian, but you know, I just didn't want to make the step. Right in the middle of that thing, the lights went out. And the moon wasn't shining. That was the darkest place I've ever seen in my life. And the man said, when you get to hell, you'll remember that night in Pontotoc when the lights went out and you wouldn't come up. I said, oh Lord, if you'll let me go home tonight, I'll come back and join the church. And I really did. It stuck. Of course, I've gone, we all fall far short. But I've always come back. That was a real conversion.
That night.
Uh-huh. And so I did join the church the next night.